Praise the Lord, let's start our worship with a prayer. We thank the Lord for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for all what you have done in our life. Thank you for the salvation that we received through Jesus Christ our Lord and his work on the cross, that his blood was shed for the forgiveness of our sins. O God, Lord, we come today to worship you and to serve you, Lord. We invite your Spirit to come to our worship, to walk in the walk, O God, among the rose and speak to us, touch each and everyone who is here, and also our brethren in other places, the families, the rest of the congregations of the church. And we pray that it will be a joyful celebration in your presence. And we pray also, Lord, that you would speak to us, you will guide us, and you will satisfy our needs, Lord. You speak with our brethren and guide in each and every one of us, and you speak to us so that the things, Lord, that you want us to do and achieve for us shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We bless you. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We pray also, O God, that you anoint all the items of our worship, anoint the songs, anoint the giving, the prayers, the message, the instruments, and even this recording, O God. We pray also, Lord, that you will raise up people to serve you, O God, and you will help us as a church to continue to evangelize, reaching new people, planting new Bible studies, a new congregation for the church. And Lord, we pray for wonders and miracles to go before us. O God, we ask you to fulfill the vision of the church, O God, to multiply in peace, O God, and fulfilling and doing your will in full. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the wonders and miracles, O Lord. Thank you for assurance of today and tomorrow. And you are with us, O God. We bless you, being with your church, with your people, with your servant. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord. Yes, O God, we thank you and we praise you for the wonderful time that you brought us to the most holy place. Have touched your heart, have spoken to us, have encouraged us, and you are commissioning us. Lord, be with the rest of our worship and service. Speak to us through your word and guide us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit unto the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for all what you give us from blessings. Thank you for all the income, salaries. Thank you for our brethren who diligently bring to you what is due for you from tithes and offering and first fruit and vows by faith. And Lord, we pray that you open the windows from heaven and bless them with power, so much blessing that they have no place to keep, and rebuke the devourer in their life, O God, and let all nations know that we are blessed by you. And we pray, O Lord, that you will multiply this money, use it to reach the lost. And also I pray for our brethren who has lost their job, give them income and jobs, and those who are not receiving salaries, I pray bless their places of work so that they will receive, O God, also salaries and bring what you do for you. I pray for the others who are not yet committed for this ministry of giving. You speak to them, you convince them, and you guide them and speak to them and guide them with your truth of your word to know the importance of giving and also receiving after they give. We thank you, God. We bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Today we'll continue faith and deed. It will be Part 19 today, and let's read James chapter 2, verse 20 and 24, from the life of Abraham, the deeds of Abraham that go along his faith. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works and when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? See thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. And we will continue today on the life of Abraham and what he did, and we'll go to Genesis chapter 17. I will read the whole chapter and we'll start to also explain. We'll see how we will read how Abraham obeyed God and how we can apply the message into our life. And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Lord God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee, and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generation. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generation, he that is born in the house, or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed, he that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, thou soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be, and I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face, and laughed, and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old, and shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear? And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee, behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, and with Sarah I shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, Every male among the men of Abraham's house and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day, as God had said unto him. And Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael his son was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the same self day was Abraham circumcised, and Ishmael his son, and all the men of his house born in the house and bought with money of the stranger were circumcised with him. God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for your word. Teach us, O God, and guide us how to do these go with faith, O God. Teach us from scriptures, and with the scriptures in my lips, and let your name be magnified. We bless you, magnify you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go back to verse 1, Genesis 17, verse 1. And when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. Here the Abraham was 99 years old, so it is 13 years now after the birth of Ishmael. And the Lord here, when he came to Abraham, he declared himself, I am the Almighty God. It means that he's the omnipotent God above all power. And that to Abraham, and even to us today, that God can achieve and do whatever he wants. And whatever he had promised, God is able and has the power, and his power is above all power, and he can accomplish what he promised. He can protect us from the evildoers, from enemies, and he can provide for us in any circumstances, and he can rescue us from the enemy, and he can secure us, and he can guarantee the future for us, and even the eternal life that he promised us as we believe in him and believe in Christ and follow the steps of Christ and follow his word. At that time, when God spoke to Abraham in verse 1, as we have read, he requested him the following. He told him, walk before me and be thou perfect. So here, when God was willing to fulfill all his promises to Abraham and to be the real God to Abraham and to fulfill all the good things that Abraham had been promised by God and what Abraham was expecting from God, the Lord also in the same way requested Abraham to walk before him and to be perfect. You know, even for us, you know, today, God is requesting us the same request. What is it? Walk before me and be thou perfect. This is what God wants of each and every one of us, and what he expects from each and every one of us. As we are expecting good things from God, God expects from each and every one of us to walk before him and be perfect. Walk before me and be thou perfect. You know, with this statement, the Lord had put two important requirements to Abraham, even for us today. Walk before me. To walk before God is to go and move where God is leading and God wants us to move. To walk with God is not to go ahead of God and not to lag behind, and not to swerve to the right or to the left. To walk with God is to do go exactly in the direction that God wants us to move. To walk with God is to do and to fulfill the will of God. To walk with God is to declare, to be a herald before God and to tell about him to the people who are around us. And the second request of God is, thou be and be thou perfect. In addition to walk with God, God wants us to be perfect. What is the meaning of perfect. Meaning of perfect is to live without sin. That's the meaning of it. And how is this to be accomplished? You know, perfection is a continuous process, and it will be accomplished when God will tell you about certain sin in your life, and you'll be willing to repent of these sins. You know, daily you will be discovering, as God will show you the wrong things in your life that you are doing, and you start to respond to God by repenting from them. As you repent from these sinful things, then you are moving toward perfection. In addition to that, God will show you right things that you are not doing, and He requests you to do. And when you start to do, perfection will continue. The Lord wants us to go into perfection, and daily we move closer to Him. You know, we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18, "But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changing into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." You know, when we are going into the process of sanctification, that leads us into perfection. And this process of sanctification and perfection will continue until the Lord will take us, either at our time of our death or when He will come again in His second coming. You know, the most important thing about perfection is to put in our mind that we need to repent of the sin that God will reveal to us, and also to do what God is asking us to do without putting aside and without disobedience. You know, perfection is a continuous process. It is a progress. It is neither stagnation nor regression. We must move forward with the process of perfection. You know, God was preparing Abraham for further blessings, and that's what He requesting him to be perfect. And also, God spoke to Abraham to be perfect, because Abraham was willing to go along what God is going to tell him. When God seeing you willing to walk with Him without sin and in the fear of the Lord, He will reveal to you more things and will help you to realize and to repent and start to do things that you need to do for Him. Perfection, to be perfect, is a theme in the Scripture. In the Old Testament and in the New Testament also, there are Scriptures speak about perfection. We'll go through these Scriptures, because the Scriptures, the Word of God, will make you realize how this will go on, how to perform perfection in your life. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. And say, "These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God." Noah was a perfect man, for he did not do the wrong that others were doing, and he accomplished the task that God had asked him to do. In the book of Deuteronomy, so no sin, in addition, do the work of God. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 13, and say, "Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God." You need to go along with God and be perfect as He is instructing you of what you need to do. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 15. "But thou shalt have a perfect and just weight. A perfect and just measure shalt thou have, that thy days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Here God is ask you not to cheat, but to have perfect measures, so that to treat the people and to give them the right things that you need to do. You have to treat the people in the same measure and way. In Book of Deuteronomy, again chapter 32 and verse 4, He is the rock, His work is perfect, for all His ways are judgment, the God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is He. Our God is perfect, and He is doing the right things, and He wants us to do also the right and the just thing, as He is perfect. We can read also 2 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 31. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in Him. Amen. And let's read also 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 23. God is my strength and power. God is my strength and power, and He maketh my way perfect. Now here, the Lord is our strength, and He is our power. When God is seeing us, we are willing to go into perfection, then He will help us. He will make our ways and it's correct and perfect before the Lord, before the Lord God Almighty. Amen. And let's now move to 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 61. First Kings, chapter 8, verse 61. Let your heart therefore be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in His statutes, and to keep His commandments as at this day. And let's read also First Chronicle, chapter 28, and verse 9. That's King David, he is instructing his son. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve Him with a perfect heart, and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches all hearts, and understandeth all the imagination of the thoughts. If thou seek Him, He will be found of thee. But if thou forsake Him, He will cast thee off forever. You know, he was advising Solomon to walk with a perfect heart before the Lord. And that is how he will do it, by walking according to the word of God and according to the statutes of God, by keeping His commandment. And also, not only he instructed his son, but he prayed for him. We will read that in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 19. He prayed what he prayed to Solomon. He prayed to God what he prayed for Solomon to God. He said, "And give unto Solomon my son a perfect heart to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to do all these things, and to build the palace for which I have made provision." We need to teach our children and instruct also our children what they need to do in order to have a perfect heart, to obey the word of God, and to stop doing wrong, and to do what God wanting them to do. In addition to that, we need to pray for them that God shall give them a perfect heart, so they will continue to obey and continue follow His will and commandments, and to continue to do the work of God And then what we had left for them of ministry and work, we pray that they will continue to do the service and the ministry unto the Lord. God answered the prayer of David. Amen. And he helped Solomon to finish all the work that he was assigned to do in building the temple of God. We can read that in 2 Chronicles chapter 8 and verse 16. Now all the work of Solomon was prepared unto the day of the foundation of the house of the Lord until it has finished. So the house of the Lord was perfected. So here God helps them in the same way. When we teach our children, when we pray for them, God also will help our children. He will answer our prayers and help them to finish all the work and the tasks that we are instructing them to do for the Lord. And let's read now 1 Kings chapter 11. 1 Kings chapter 11 and verse 4. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. Here Solomon, late in his life, you know, after he did the good things for God, his heart was not perfect before that. Why? Because he was enticed by a woman, and this woman pulled him to follow their own gods. Therefore, you need to be careful from temptation. Temptation of woman and the forces of the pleasure of the world, also the temptation of money, the power. These all things will entice you and will not make your heart perfect before God. You will be deteriorating. So be careful, because such wrong things will put you into wrong direction and you will come close to what you had achieved for the Lord. Let's go now to 1 Kings chapter 15. 1 Kings chapter 15 and verse 14. You will 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 14. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect with the Lord all his days. Now here about King Asa, he has a perfect heart toward God, as we have read. But we read also that the high places were not removed. The high places are the places the people go for worship and to offer to God. But in these high places, the priests in this place are ordinary men. They are not the priests of the priests. And those priests in the high places, they go along the wishes of the people. The people, when they go to the temple and the priests will not allow them, they will go to the high places, because in the high places, the priests there, they will approve to the people whatever their wishes and their desires. Even if it is against the will of God, against the word of God, they will approve them. That's why the people would not like to go to the temple, because the priests there are followers of God, followers of God's word and followers of God's will, and will not allow and will not give permission to do what they like. Like even now today, when the church tells don't do such things because it's wrong, after weeks of playing, the people will leave the church and go to another church that will condone to them their wrong doing. King Asa did not have a perfect heart, but he did not remove the high places. Why? Possibly, you know, possibly because the people would not listen, and possibly he was not able to do it. But he himself, his heart was a perfect before God. You know, what we learn here, we need to do all that we can to remove the wrong things and wrong practice and the high places. But if we cannot, if we are not able to do that, then we ourselves should be having a perfect heart before God and to do and continue to do right, and not to approve the wrong doing and not to allow the wrong doings to continue around us. Let's move now to 2 Kings. 2 Kings, now we understand when he speak, walk before me and be perfect. These all things help us to understand. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 3. I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept so. This is when happened when Hezekiah was sick, and Isaiah was sent to him by the Lord to put his house in order because he is going to die. And Hezekiah prayed and he cried to God, and the Lord answered his prayer, and after this prayer, God gave him 15 years to live. The point here is that why you need to walk with God with a perfect way and a perfect heart? Because time will come when you are in troubles. And when you are in trouble, you will have the face to turn to God and to pray and to ask Him for help and for mercy. In the same way here for us, we need to walk with a perfect heart in the perfect way of the Lord, so that when we have struggles, we can turn to God and we ask Him to help us. Let's now come to the Lord and let us examine ourselves. Take with the word of God that you have received today. Is your life and ways are perfect before the Lord? Check what are the sins that you need to repent from. Check what you need to do, what God is asking you to do. Are you ready to meet Christ? Are you ready to stand before the judgment seat of God? Repent of your sins. Renounce your wrongdoing. Be willing to listen to God and to do His will and to finish your assignment to be perfect. Let's come together. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us, that directed, that help us to understand your will and your ways. Thank you for your loving kindness, and thank you for speaking to us clearly from the scriptures, for each and every one of us here, and to our brethren also, Lord, that where your message will go, we trust that you will speak and you will guide them and you will help them, O God. We pray, O Lord, for transformation, for change in life, repentance of sin, drawing near to you, perfection, doing the will of yours, doing assignments in perfect. We pray for our children also. We commit ourselves, let us commit ourselves as a parent, to teach our children the right way of God, and to also instruct them what they need to do, and to pray for them. Let's continue to commit ourselves to pray for our children, that God will give them a perfect heart. Lord, give our children perfect heart to go before you. Lord, thank you for your word. Take this message, anoint it, and let it reach your church and your people in different places. Oh God, bless us, enlarge our territory, Lord, let your hand be with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.